Let's see, is it on? Well, the first string, the second string, the third string, the fourth string on the bench, they're all out. They pulled the water boy. So, apologize, you'll have to bear with me for a little while. Hard times. Life is a journey. You've heard that, right? We've all heard that. Some would say it is a journey from the cradle to the grave, from dust to dust. It is that little dash between the dates on a tombstone. On this journey, some people are so focused on the destination, they miss the things that go along on the way, on the journey. So, you're planning a trip somewhere, maybe to someplace like Disneyland, some fun place like that, or going to see family, or some beautiful part of the country like Yellowstone. You take out your roadmap, you decide how you're going to go, and you all pile into the car, and off you go. And then it happens. You get a flat tire. Johnny's got to go to the bathroom, even though he just went 5 minutes ago. Susie's car sick. The kids get hungry and thirsty. The weather turns ugly. You run into a detour. All sorts of things can happen along the way, right? Have any of you ever taken a trip that goes absolutely perfectly flawless? Nothing unplanned happened along the way? It can happen. It's rare in my situation. But what do we usually remember about our trips anyway? Many times we remember those things that happened along the way, right? Something that wasn't planned. These events that just happened. Let me tell you about a Lake Powell trip we took a few years ago, 12, 13 years ago. We went with some friends to Lake Powell. We do this periodically. So we got my old Ford pickup, and we put a boat behind it. We were trying to drag it to Lake Powell, and we get to the mountains, and we start going up just like we've done in years past. And we start going up that first hill, and the truck just dies. What? So we pull over. It looks like it's vapor lock, so we work on it a little bit. 15, 20 minutes later, it starts up. Okay, so we keep going again. Dies again. Well, this could get old. So 15, 20 minutes later, we got it started again. Well, we figured out that for whatever reason, the truck used to work going up on the hills. Well, this year, if we accelerate going up the hill, it dies. We had to crawl, basically idle, just a little bit more than idle, up the hills. You know how long it takes to get up Eisenhower at an idle? That's a long time. Vail Pass, these are long hills. We idled our way up. It took, turned a 7-hour drive into 14 hours. There were kids along the way. You know what they remember about that trip? My Ford truck. That truck couldn't get uphill. Another trip. We were coming back from Lake Powell with some other friends. They had a couple daughters. It was, I believe, in the middle of August. It's a nice, cool, about 100 degrees out. Middle of the Utah desert. Their air conditioner goes out. Oh, yes. Those girls were not very happy. You know what they remember about that trip? That air conditioner went out. We look back and we laugh at it now. But these are the things that happen along the way. They can be viewed as, oh, it says detour. They can be viewed as hard times. I forgot we moved the slides, you know? Difficult times. These are the things that we didn't expect to happen. We didn't plan on them. We all experience hard times. Some of you may be going through hard times right now. How do we handle the hard times? This is going to be Mount Kilimanjaro, I hope. There it is. It's a beautiful mountain. It is the highest mountain in Africa. How would you like to hike to its summit? doesn't look too difficult. Have any of you ever hiked up this mountain? No? Okay. As tall mountains go, this is evidently one of the easiest to hike. I haven't done it. They call it a walk-up mountain because basically, I guess you just are able to hike up the mountain. They say that the average time to hike to the summit takes 5 to 9 days for people with average fitness level. Translation, 15 to 30 days for me. Yet at 19,340 feet above sea level, less than half of all climbers who start that trek reach the top. It can be a difficult task. Most all the biblical people we read about faced hard times. One of my favorite people in the Bible is Joseph. He faced some hard times. Joseph's father, Jacob, bless Jacob's heart, he played favorites with his children, lavished wonderful gifts on Joseph more than on his other brothers, gave him nice gifts such as a coat of many colors. This didn't sit really well with his brothers. They were a little jealous. Why is this Joseph the favorite of dad's? So one time when they're out tending their sheep and Joseph came up, they decided to take care of the problem once and for all. They threw him into a pit. They're going to kill him. Cooler heads prevailed and they decided, well, instead of killing him, we'll just sell him as a slave. So Joseph was sold as a slave to Egypt. Down in Egypt, Joseph was working for his master Potiphar. And Potiphar's wife took a liking to Joseph. And Joseph said, none of this. One time, Potiphar's wife grabbed a hold of him, and he just stripped off his coat and said, you know, you got it, I'm out of here. Well, Potiphar's wife didn't appreciate being spurned. So she took the coat and said, Potiphar, your servant Joseph, do something about it. So, falsely accused, Joseph now ends up in prison. Joseph had some hard times. Each Sunday for the last year or so, maybe even longer than that, Jonathan's been leading us through the book of Acts, which tells us a lot about Paul's life as an apostle and a missionary. Paul had many hard times. He was beaten. He was shipwrecked. He was imprisoned, stoned, run out of town on multiple occasions. His own people, the Jews, wanted him dead. He had some tough times. Some hard times. Esther, she became the queen of Persia. She faced a difficult decision when her uncle Mordecai, he had learned about a plot that would get all the Jews of the land killed, basically wiping out their nation. He asked her to approach the king, to intervene. Well, approaching the king unannounced back then is not something you do. It could get you killed. She wasn't so keen about doing this. It's like, I don't know. That's a tough call, a hard time. Abraham, he faced some hard times. God called him to leave his homeland, to travel to a land that God would show him. How many of you would pack up all your belongings, put it in the car, get everybody together, and start heading down the road, but you don't know where you're going? It's like, that takes some faith. You could just imagine, Abraham's going down the road. So, Abraham, where are we going? I don't know. You don't know? I don't know. You don't know, or is just not telling me? I don't know. Well, didn't you ask God? Yes. What did he say? He said to go. Go where? That way. But how long is it going to take? I don't know. Well, how am I supposed to know how much food and water to buy for the kids? We don't have kids. But if we did, how would we go? Lord, please send a sign. What's that up there? What, that? Yes, that orange thing up there. Looks like a sign. Maybe it's from God. What's it say? Detour. Leaving. Abraham faced some hard times. David faced some hard times. When he was a shepherd, sometimes a lion or a bear would come and take one of the sheep. One time, while delivering food to his brothers at the battle lines, he came face to face with a giant. And later on, King Saul chased him around the countryside, trying to kill him. Everyone faces hard times. How do we handle them? So David, when the lions or bear came and took the sheep, he went after them. He would rescue the sheep, and when the lion or the bear would turn at him, he'd grab its hair, whack it, and kill it. Now, that's hard duty. I'm not signing up for that job. Most of us have heard the story of David knocking out Goliath with the rock and then cutting his head off with Goliath's own sword. And later, after Saul died in the battle with the Philistines, David became king of Israel. He also wrote most of the Book of Psalms. And many of those psalms are a lot of his laments about the hard times he was going through. Abraham, when he finally arrived in the land of Canaan, God told him to look around throughout the land. He said he'd give all this land to him and his descendants. Sarah, even though she was past childbearing age, she did conceive, and Isaac was born, and the nation that God had promised Abraham was beginning. Paul, throughout all the hard times that Paul went through, he wrote most of the books we have in our New Testament. He wrote some while he was in prison. And people throughout the ages have gained inspiration and insight from his life and his writings. Many uplifting passages such as, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," and "If God is for us, who can be against us?" came from this man who faced enormous personal persecution and hardships. Joseph, while he was betrayed by his family, framed by his master's wife, and forgotten by a fellow prisoner, ended up being the leader over all of Egypt, second only to Pharaoh himself. He ended up helping to save the entire Jewish nation from famine and drought. He said God needed him to get him from his home in Canaan, to Egypt. He used the hard times to accomplish that. How would we have done that? That's kind of rough on Joseph, but it accomplished God's task. God uses our hard times to accomplish his goals and his plans. Paul wrote in Ephesians 2:10, "We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." So if God prepared all these things for us to do in advance, then he already knows what we are going through. When Esther's uncle Mordecai told Esther to go to the king on behalf of the Jewish people who were about to be annihilated, Esther said to him, "All the king's officials and the people of the royal provinces know that for any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned, the king has but one law. They are to be put to death, unless the king extends the gold scepter to them and spares their lives. But 30 days has passed since I have been called to go to the king." Mordecai then told her this, "Do not think that because you are in the king's house, that you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, that you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. This is Kyle Maynard. He is a motivational speaker, a best-selling author, an entrepreneur, and an EFPY award-winning mixed martial arts athlete. He is a champion wrestler, CrossFit certified instructor, and gym owner, competitive MMA Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighter, and world record-setting weightlifter, and a skilled mountaineer. In 2012, Kyle climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. On his website is this slogan, "Find your mountain, and we'll climb it together." So this Kyle, he's a great athlete, he's in great shape. He's doing a lot of things, right? Well, he is. But you see, Kyle was born in 1986 with congenital amputation that left him with arms ending at the elbows and legs that ended his knees. He was the first quadruple amputee to climb Mount Kilimanjaro without assistance or prosthetics by crawling up the entire way. And it only took him 10 days. In 2016, he climbed Argentina's Mount Aconcagua. How do you say that? It's the highest mountain in the southern and western hemispheres, standing at 22,840 feet above sea level, and a much more difficult climb. Kyle has known many hard times. Everyone faces hard times. But how do we handle them? You can either let the hard times crush you, or you can face them and do the work that God has laid out for you to do. You see, I believe that hard times can really be a spiritual perspective. If I believe that God is not really in control, then I may give up during the hard times. If I believe that God will not help me, then I may give up during the hard times. If I do not believe that God really knows what I'm going through, that nobody has it as bad as me or understands me, that there's no way around or through this hard time, then I may give up. However, if we truly believe God and trust His Word, if we believe 1 Corinthians 10:13 that says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." If we believe 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." If we believe Jesus when He says in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." If we believe Isaiah 40:31, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." If we believe Romans 8:28, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to His purpose." And Romans 8:31, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" And Philippians 1:21, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." And Romans 8:38-39, which Chad has shared already, "I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. If we believe God and His Word, then we can handle the hard times. The hard times will not defeat us. God uses our hard times to teach us, to test us, to strengthen us, to guide us, to move us, to equip us, to prepare us for what is coming. He uses our hard times to accomplish His purpose. Everyone faces hard times. How do we handle them? We handle them with the knowledge and the truth and the promises that we find in God's Word. That is why knowing God's Word is so important. We get our strength, when we get our strength, our hope, our perseverance, our perspective from God's Word, we can withstand the hard times. Who knows? Maybe God has allowed you to have be placed in this hard time at this time, in this situation, for His own purposes, for such a time as this. If we are following Christ, if we have been baptized into Christ, we have God's Spirit in us. As Acts 2:38 says, to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. His Spirit dwells within us, and His Spirit gives us the strength that we need. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power and love and self-discipline. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank You. Thank You for the hard times.